It took years of trying for Republicans to pass legislation to curb what they call abusive class action lawsuits. Today, the House of Representatives approved the measure by a vote of 279 to 149. The Senate approved it last week, and President Bush is now expected to sign the measure into law. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The outcome of today's vote was never in doubt. House members have approved similar measures 3 years in a row. Still, Republicans were gleeful. They say trial lawyers exploit the current system by filing frivolous lawsuits and picking state courts where they can collect huge dollar verdicts and big fees. Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner says the laughter and good times have rolled for a long time in these courthouses, which business groups call judicial hellholes.
But when this legislation is signed by the president one day soon, those same halls may echo with sobs and curses, because this time, justice and fairness in the American people will have the last laugh.
The legislation will funnel multi-state class action lawsuits from state to federal court, where businesses believe they'll get a fairer hearing. Opponents warn that federal courts typically reject large consumer class action cases rather than try to deal with conflicting state laws. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi says plaintiffs will also face much longer delays.
Special interests have even admitted that the real intent of this bill is to clog the federal courts and therefore stop the cases.
Many Democrats contend the bill will shield big business from meritorious cases as well as frivolous ones. Michigan Democrat John Conyers.
If we've learned anything from the Enron, Tyco, Firestone, and other legal debacles, it's that our citizens need more protection against wrongdoers in our society, not less.
But in the end, 50 Democrats joined all but one Republican in supporting the bill. Virginia Democrat Rick Boucher called it a modest reform.
There are no restrictions on the substantive rights of plaintiffs. There are no caps on damages. There's no limitation on the rights of plaintiffs to recover.
The measure also garnered additional support by cracking down on so-called coupon settlements. Today, Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte and others listed cases where lawyers had raked in millions and plaintiffs had collected only pennies.
My favorite case, the case against Chase Manhattan Bank. The lawyers got $4 million in attorney's fees, but the plaintiffs that allegedly the opponents of this bill are protecting, they got 33 cents. Here's one of the actual checks.
He pointed out that to redeem their winnings, the plaintiffs had to spend 34 cents on a postage stamp. Under the bill passed today, lawyers' fees would be tied to the awards that plaintiffs actually redeem. Republicans called it a reasonable remedy for an egregious problem. Democrats argued that it was the beginning of a broader assault on Americans' ability to use lawsuits to discipline corporations. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.